Mark Cuban says he sold most of his Bitcoin. It lost the plot, billionaire investor Mark Cuban told followers he has sold most of his Bitcoin holdings, dismissing the asset as directionless. The comment, surfaced by Cointelegraph on May 22, 2026, landed while Bitcoin was already under pressure, trading at 70 cents on $470 and down roughly 5% over the previous 7 days. Cuban framed the exit as a conviction call rather than a tactical trim. Bitcoin has lost the plot, he wrote, adding that the original narrative he bought into no longer matches how the asset trades day to day. He did not disclose the size of the position he sold or what he rotated the proceeds into. A longtime skeptic turned holder walks back. Cuban's relationship with Bitcoin has shifted multiple times over the past decade. He spent the early cycles dismissing it, then publicly warmed up in 2020 and 2021 as the broader institutional thesis took hold. He has also been one of the more visible Ethereum advocates among US-based founders, repeatedly arguing that smart contract use cases offered something Bitcoin did not. That history matters for reading this latest comment. This is not a first-time critic dunking on the asset. It is someone who held through a full cycle, deciding the current setup no longer justifies the exposure. Cuban's framing, lost the plot, suggests he sees the asset trading on flows and macro reflex rather than the monetary policy story that brought institutional buyers in. He has not signaled a return to the old skeptic position. The implication of his post is closer to the trade changed than the thesis was wrong. The price backdrop Bitcoin traded at $77,470 as of May 22, 2026, off 0.2% on the day, 0.2% over 24 hours, and 5.05% over the trailing week. Ether sat at $2,832, down 7.21% over the same week. Solana was at $87.06, down 5.85%. XRP was at $1.37, down 8.62%. The coin market cap fear and greed reading came in at 40, the neutral band, but on the lower edge. Crypto's slide is happening against a noisy macro backdrop. Diesel prices are climbing on Iran-related supply disruption. OPEC Plus is signaling higher July output to compensate, and equity volatility has picked up. Cuban did not tie his exit to any of these specifically, but the timing is hard to ignore. The quote tweet test Cuban's posts move price commentary because he is consistently quoted by both retail and traditional financial media. A billionaire saying he has stepped out of a 6% weekly drawdown is the kind of headline that gets amplified well beyond crypto Twitter. Expect his comment to be referenced in any short-term piece written about Bitcoin's slide. That said, the actual market impact of one investor's sales, even a high-profile one, is small relative to weekly ETF flows. The signal here is reputational. Cuban is a name retail tracks, and his exit will be cited by skeptics for months, even if he reverses position next quarter. Cuban's exit in context of recent Bitcoin data. Cuban's exit lines up with a stretch of bearish or cautious data points. Spot Bitcoin ETF flows have been negative for 2 consecutive weeks, with Sol and XRP funds taking some of the rotated capital. Bitcoin longs on Bitfinex have climbed to a 2.5-year high during the same slide, suggesting some traders are buying the dip aggressively while large allocators step back. Glassnode also flagged that roughly 10% of Bitcoin circulating supply sits in addresses considered structurally unsafe from a quantum perspective, adding a separate long-tail concern. None of those data points are individually responsible for Cuban's decision. Taken together, they describe a market where the bull case requires more work than it did a year ago. The takeaway for holders. For everyday holders, one investor's exit is not a signal to act on. Cuban is not making a recommendation, and his portfolio is structured nothing like a typical retail holder's. The more useful observation is that someone with deep liquidity and long exposure looked at the current price action and chose to reduce. If anything, his comment underscores how much the Bitcoin narrative has fractured. The original digital gold frame, the institutional adoption frame, and the macro hedge frame are all being tested at the same time. None of them have failed outright. None of them are working cleanly either.